Today's episode is presented by Veyer. Veyer was founded with the goal of building an affordable, everyday wristwatch that blends tasteful design with extreme durability and functionality. Veyer is a true American watch company specializing in both quartz and automatic watches. Veyer is offering our listeners 15% off if you use the code PODGO15. That's PODGO15. Go to VeyerWatches.com to learn more.
Hey, Brandon. All right. What do you call it when you're afraid of Santa?
I don't know.
Claustrophobia.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Welcome. We are your hosts, Brandon and Jordan, just two dads with similar interests.
Lots of times we feel like we are only operating with one brain between us.
This is Two Dads,
One Mind.
Well, welcome to episode 19. I'm Brandon Morgan, and along with me, as always, is Jordan Markham.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm good. How is everybody out there?
Well, I hope that they are all doing just swell. Before we get going in this episode, I want to do our shameless plug, which is always asking for a nice review or a good rating on Apple Podcasts. We also have, and we're testing out, a website called Podchaser, and that's PODCHASER.com, podchaser.com. And basically what it is an IMDb for podcasts, is how I've heard it described. And it's just one place that you can leave a review for our podcast, Two Dads, One Mind. So you don't have to specifically go to, you know, Apple Podcast or Google, so on and so forth, all those different platforms. We can see all your love and support in one place. So if you would do that, that would be absolutely awesome. Next, I want to talk about, as we are in episode 19, we've got one more episode before we hit our break period, in which we're going to focus on some new episode content and possibly a new season. Just to let you know a little ahead of time, what we have planned is to actually do some interviews with some people, at least 3 to 4 of them that I know personally. And we're going to talk about some of the cool, unique things that they do that I think would be interesting for our podcast. So as always, Jordan and I will still be hosting and then interviewing them. So we hope that you look forward to that. All right. So with all of that out of the way, we can go ahead and get started with today's topic, which is going to be Labor Day. Yesterday was the official holiday, Labor Day. And so we're going to talk about what Labor Day kind of means to us and how it really kind of signals the unofficial end to summertime.
It doesn't feel like an unofficial end of summer. I feel like summer just keeps going on. Like, summer started at spring break for the kids, and it has just been going on forever.
True, in that sense, yes.
And it's so hot. Like, it hasn't been that hot, and now all of a sudden, it's like scorching outside. What is happening?
I know. We are actually, right now, during this recording, I'm hoping that this recording goes well because of all the thunder. There's all kinds of thunderstorms going on, which is amazing. I mean, it's been amazing, all this rain, and it kind of cooled off. I think it's a cool, wow, it's actually
went down
a little
to 97?
No, well, no, actually, it's 73 degrees, believe it or not. Oh, 73, that's amazing.
With 98% humidity, right?
Well, that might actually be low. It kind of felt good, except for when I ran in here, I got poured on.
Melissa did send me something funny and said she can't wait till fall until it's a crisp 90 degrees in the air.
Right. Now, I am interested to see what fall is going to look like. But at the same time, because of all the craziness with COVID-19, there's part of me that doesn't. Now, the temperatures, yes, I want the 100-degree weather to go away.
Oh, man.
But the summertime, I'm not ready for that to be over. I don't feel like I got that break that we normally get, you know, with being as active and getting out like we're used to. So It's a bittersweet unofficial end of summer, I guess you would say.
I guess. I don't know. Summer's not my thing. It never is. No. I mean, it's so hot. It's fairly miserable to do anything. That's like, if you're not involved, like in the water, doing something in the water, swimming, or inside, it's just so blasted hot.
It is. I mean, it is hot. Like I said, those 100 degree days, that's no fun for anyone. Another reason I think that I'm not quite looking forward to it to end so soon is we were kind of late in the game on getting our above ground swimming pool. We've had it for like a month. So I actually got the call today from the company that's installed it that they're going to offer to close it for us. And I was like, oh, already we're getting that phone call? So anyway, so what we're going to talk about today is Labor Day, the end of summer, what it kind of means to us. And we'd like feedback on what it means to you. What's the end of summer? You know, are you looking forward to that? Are you looking forward to fall, or are you kind of like I am where, yeah, we like fall, but summer just didn't feel like summer. So the first question today about Labor Day and the end of summer is, what is it about the summertime do you actually like, Jordan, as a dad?
Oh, I have to talk about what I like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all the positives.
You've already said it, but it's really hard to call this summer summertime whenever it's been so strange. And I know, I guess it bears repeating, and I know we've repeated it a lot, but it's been so different. Like, we can't go and do, and, you know, as for us, and I know you are too, but, you know, going and camping and spending time as a family. Well, I mean, we have a Texas State Parks pass so that we can go visit, you know, all the Texas State parks and go camping. But it's been closed for several months. It was closed. And then when it did reopen, they just got slammed, and it's hard to get a camping spot. So, I mean, as far as what we like about summer, we do like the time off. We like being able to go camping and spend time with family. And we have, as far as freedom with the kids, that's great. But there's not a whole lot. I mean, there's not a whole lot of difference as an adult. So, I mean, there is some more freedom that, you know, we can take a lot more weekends or long weekends and, you know, go and do, you know, as long as I have a laptop with me. So, you know, if I need to do work and check emails, I can do that. So those are the things I like about summer, but it's been so strange. It just has.
Yeah. Yeah. So are there any things for the summer time that you as a dad kind of look forward to doing, I don't know, with your daughters?
Well, of course, going camping with them, getting away from the normal hustle and bustle and hubbub and getting away from the house, you know, going swimming. I love going swimming. I'm a water bug. We've covered this in a previous episode, but not necessarily the lake, but a swimming pool. Oh man, so fun. Or going to the beach. I love getting on the beach with them, building sandcastles, you know, relaxing too, just next to Melissa and just watching them play. Love it. That is the best time that, you know, just letting them splash and run and build and get sandy and not be ready for the waves to knock them over. That's the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing, you know, for me that is, you know, different. You know, we're going to get to that, but I guess, I'll save that one. I'm jumping ahead a little bit for our next question, but I'll answer that question too of what do I like about summertime as a dad, the positives. And the positive, just kind of like you, I'm also a water bug, I guess, and I really enjoy going to the beach, which we didn't get to do. And like I said, that kind of crosses over into the next question that we're going to cover. But the things that I look forward to are just that, you know, obviously the boys are on summer vacation. So that for me as a dad just means more quality time. And, you know, while I'm on that subject, it's easy to say that. Sometimes it's hard to do because we get busy. You know, me, you know, I don't have a summer break. My wife, she's a teacher, so she does get to experience that a little bit. And that's really awesome. So she gets to spend some dedicated time still at home with them, and gets to take them to, you know, like the science museum or those kind of places. And as you mentioned, and again, that kind of crosses into the next question, that's been a little bit different. However, what I really look forward to, yeah, is just spending that quality time playing outside with them. If it's not 100 degrees, you know, playing soccer outside, which they're about to start soccer this next weekend or this weekend. And so we're looking forward to that. But yeah, summertime, yeah, it camping and being around the water is something I definitely look forward to as a dad to spend with my boys. And fishing. We haven't done a lot of fishing this year either, but definitely look forward to that. All right, so the next question we're going to hop right into is how different, we've been talking all around this one, how different was this summer? The good, the bad, the ugly. Let's start with the good, which might be kind of difficult, I guess, but...
Well, this is going to be a short part of the question, isn't it?
Right.
There was good. I'll launch right into it. There was good. I feel like we got a lot more quality time as a family than we've ever had before. You know, late spring to summer, we've been able to spend a lot of time together, get on each other's nerves, but that's what happens right? as a family. I mean, it just does. But we've been able to have the freedom to make lunches, sit at home, you know, eat lunch with them, eat dinner with them, you know, eat breakfast with them. And that's not always the case. I mean, it's been, well, I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's been different, but it's been a good, that part of it has been a good different. And so for that, you know, I wouldn't give that up for the world. I mean, that was, it's been fun, frustrating, but fun.
Right. Yeah. So I guess, yeah, the good is very similar for me as well. The good is, yeah, more, I guess, focused time because we are inside more. You know, we're not. Oh, another good, I guess. I'm not going to say that. Well, actually, I can't say this at all. I was going to say saving money from, you know, not going out to eat. And I think we've saved some money with that or just shopping in general. But now that I look back, I think we still probably did as much Amazon shopping. And obviously we did purchase an above ground pool, which was not a cheap thing. I think that's also a byproduct, to be honest. We've talked about the pool situation, but I think that's also a byproduct of the summer being so different because we can't get out. We can't go do all these things that we really would have liked to do. We didn't go to the beach, which that one crosses over into the bad for me as far as not going to the beach. We did go camping, which was a lot of fun. We actually, we talked about this. We went camping with you guys, and that was a lot of fun. But there's just something. You're right.
Yeah, that was definitely something bad for the summer. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You big jerk. No, so we had a lot of fun doing that, but I realized this summer because we've gone to the beach maybe like 4 years in a row prior to this summer, I really, really underestimated how much I would miss going this year. Like, it feels like a slight void that I didn't go.
Right, because it's not a hop, skip, and a jump for you.
No.
Me, you know, we can take a, you know, a long weekend and again.
Right.
But for you, it's, I mean, it's commitment.
At least 9 hours to,
right.
You know, we've been going to Orange Beach, Alabama. The last 2 years we went there, and that's a little bit longer than that. So, yeah, it's a big commitment, a lot of driving, usually worth it, though. So that's kind of one of the bad. But, yeah, with the good, we did get the pool, so that's been fun. We've only been able to use it for about a month, or will have by the end of using it. So that's been good. The quality time, just being, like I said, at home, doing puzzles, playing games with them a little bit more, not always feeling so rushed to do something on a schedule, I guess, mm-hmm. is the ultimate good that I can say for that, since really that extended spring break summertime.
Right. As far as good, something that I've been looking forward to is I have started playing video games with the girls a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in my wheelhouse. They have started playing Rocket League with me on the Xbox. And
oh.
They really enjoy it. We have built, I know this is maybe a little bit behind the times, especially, I don't know if it's because they're girls or we just haven't done it. Saturday, we built our first Lego set.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done a few of those.
It was just a little Olaf, but they loved it. It was fun.
From Frozen. Olaf from Frozen, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I've got to brag on Carolyn. Since I brought it up, I played with her the other day. We played online and we played different matches. She not only scored 2 goals, one in 2 different games, but we won a 2v2.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She scored more than 1 goal. That was super impressive.
So she's tearing it up. Much.
Yeah, most of the time she's tearing it up on the other side of the field, like my side of the field. But there are the occasions that she can nail the ball, and she really enjoys it.
Yeah, so for you listeners that may not know, Rocket League, just real quick, a little bit, it's like a soccer kind of game where you play with vehicles, and you can use boosts and fly across and do all kinds of flips and stuff and try scoring each other's goal. It's a lot of fun. My boys like to play that too, and I haven't really played that with them as much. Titus, you know, he's 7. He's actually pretty good at it. They are into, speaking of Legos and video games, their biggest thing that they're eating up like crazy is the Lego video games, just all of them. So right now they're playing, they played and they didn't completely finish it, and it's kind of hard to do that, but Lego Marvel Avengers 1 and 2, I believe it is. So they're playing the second one, and yeah, they absolutely love it. They could just play all day, so I have to limit them on that. But yeah, they've been playing that too, and I'm impressed. And I like that because there's a lot of puzzles, a lot of things to figure out, and it really gets their critical thinking going. So I don't mind that at all. That's been really cool to watch them play that.
We have done a lot more board games. So I know Carolyn got some, Carolyn and Armin both got some board games on their birthdays. And so we've done a lot more board games with the girls than we ever have. So that's been fun and different for the summer. And that's not necessarily just the different because they're older, but also just because we've been in more. So that's been a good change as well. I want to make sure to give the good side of the different, just due here because it has been good.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah. And I think we're both trying to make the best of what we've been given for the summer. I hope everybody can say that, you know, making lemonade out of lemons, that whole saying. But really, you know, it's hard for me. I mean, it's been different. Absolutely, it's been different. But there's been a lot that's kind of been the same as far as our regular home life.
True. You know?
Yeah, we've done a lot more puzzles and that sort of thing. For us, though, I mean, really, the main difference, I would say, if I could ask the boys, which would have been kind of cool to ask them, how did you feel the summer was compared to last summer? I would probably say they would just say that we haven't gone out as much, like whether that be out to eat or visited family as much. That for us, we haven't taken a lot of trips. We have been camping a couple times, but other than that, one big one is definitely birthday parties. That's been bad.
That's big. Yeah, that's been very different for your boys.
Yes.
Because usually you have like all the family over.
Yes. So yeah, for your listeners that don't know, my wife has a fairly large family, especially when it comes to, she has a couple sisters and a brother, and there are a ton of little cousins.
I was going to say, they have 2 and 3 kids each, right?
Yeah.
Or more.
4 or more. Yeah, exactly. So it always seems like, especially in the summer, there's a party, birthday party, almost every other week or something. And so that's looked ridiculously different, you know, whether it's not really celebrating at all, you know, with other family members, or just doing like a kind of drive-by birthday party. We just kind of wave from a distance. So that's definitely been a bad, and you can feel it. You can feel that. And that really is disheartening to me, just remembering my birthdays as a kid and how obviously what kid doesn't look forward to it. And then all of a sudden for that rug to be pulled right from underneath you and being like, oh, sorry, kiddo, you're having a birthday all by yourself this year.
Right. Wow,
that's tough. So
I guess that's the good thing is we haven't really got into the big, you know, I'm an only child and, you know, Melissa only has one brother. So we usually don't have real big birthday parties, and we haven't gotten into inviting friends yet, thankfully.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
Yeah. You know, on that, Same, but kind of a different reason. And it's already mentioned, the biggest difference for us is the reason we don't really invite that many is because of all the family that we have. We just don't have the room to also invite all the friends.
Right. Well, as far as bad different for the summer, and I'll kind of give you my bad is it's been frustrating just honestly not being able to go to church. We're now going back to church, but even this Sunday, you know, we've been going back for a month and a half at least, but it still doesn't feel normal, and it won't feel normal. I think it's going to be a long time before it feels normal. Partially, and this is not a bash on the masks, but it just feels strange walking around with the mask, passing people in the hall. They're wearing masks. You can't see, and we've talked about this, so I guess this is a big good recap episode, but you can't see their smiles. You know, you don't know their emotion. It's amazing how much a nose and a mouth covers. But right. I saw a buddy that, you know has been at church, but I finally saw him. You know, we shook hands. I know we shook hands. Oh my. And then we hugged. And we were just, whoa. We were like, it is so good to see. How have you been? Like, I have missed your half face.
You know? So, right.
That's been bad. That has been bad. We want to spend time with our friends, our church family, our family. And we haven't done it near as much as we would like to. And so that's that it's that relational element, that human contact that has been really, really missing. I haven't got to hug Brandon in months.
I know. Well, so speaking of that, actually, we talked about this a few episodes ago. I don't exactly remember which number it was, but we were talking about how we have been considering going back and not allowing fear to keep us from going to church and being around a bunch of people, because the church I go to is fairly large. It's not like a mega church large, but large enough, and they have, you know, two or three services. So we decided, anyway, long story short, we decided to go this Sunday. So this past Sunday was our first back to church service experience. And I will say it was kind of like what I expected and then kind of not. And the bad part of that, yeah, same thing. The whole masks just makes it awkward. And there was this awkwardness of going up to somebody. And really, I've been feeling this in general. If you do see anybody out in public, it's just weird. Like, I am very much like you too, like, shake hands, even possibly hug kind of a guy.
It's all about knuckles now.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'll reach out my hand out of, like, if I was actually thinking about it, I probably wouldn't, you know, actually try to shake your hand, but it's just a gut reaction
it's almost instinctual as...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, you know, we'll do that, and other people were shaking my hand, and, you know, you'll see some people pull back, or you'll do this awkward handshake right. morph into a pound it, you know, it's like, what's going on?
And then you reach for hand sanitizer and you're like, oh, am I being rude? Oh, right. I mean,
right. But what one thing that was kind of weird about it too is, and I don't mean this in a bad way, it was just unexpected. I actually saw quite a few people not wearing masks at all.
No.
In our church. So I was really kind of surprised by that. And then we also, the boys, we were kind of making that decision. I guess we have the choice of, do we send the boys to their kid classes, their different kid classes, or do we bring them inside of big church with us? Mm-hmm. So they were spaced out. They did that in a sanctuary, but we decided to let them go to their classrooms, which was a little bit different for them as well, just because they missed their, what we call at our church, promotion Sunday, where they, you know, they go up to the next class.
The next class, yeah. Right.
So, yeah, the kiddos went to their new classrooms. Everything went really good. So, it was really good to be back at church again. You know, I think the last time we were there was end of February, sometime around there. So, it's been a good long while. So, that was a good and bad. Major good to be back and kind of get back to some normalcy. Bad just because, yeah, like you said, it didn't feel like what I remember obviously.
It's so very different. Like, so did they have to take their temperature? So they take the girl's temperature.
Yes,
they ask them how they're feeling. And then on pickup, like, they used to, well, check the adults in to go through the doors to go pick up kids. No longer. They bring the kids and sit them in a hall, you know, so when I pick up, then they release them to us. So it's just different. It's not bad, but I get it. I get it.
Yeah, it was really funny, actually. We were in line for that, you know, socially distanced, of course, to check in the kids. And this one dad, I happened to notice, he had two boys and a girl, or three boys, can't quite remember, but the youngest was not having it. He thought it was funny / being stubborn. He did not want his temperature checked. And the lady that was trying to do the temp check was so patient and loving. But it was hysterical. This kid was, he was trying to hold like one or two of his kids, and this kid was like running in circles around him. He had to like hold him down to get checked. So, yeah. All right. So, as we've talked about Labor Day, we didn't really talk about this actually. So real quick, before we get to our last question, the kind of follow up of everything, Labor Day, what things do you do on Labor Day? Is there any traditions, any kind of thing you normally actually do on
Labor Day? There's not. Memorial Day was always, especially growing up, Memorial Day was the big holiday that, you know, that I vividly remember going to the lake and spending time with family, you know, going on, you know, having a picnic where everybody brings food, losing several layers of skin on those steel slides. I mean, that's what I remember. Labor Day is just a holiday. Right. I don't really remember anything. There's no big traditions. We are, as a family, you know, we did just get back from camping, so we took advantage of that extra day off and went camping in Choke Canyon State Park.
Oh yeah. Very nice. Well, so with traditions, I mean, do you still wear white after Labor Day?
I don't think I own any white that doesn't have a barbecue stain.
My wife jokingly said that. Barbecue
stain on my white t-shirt. That's right.
White t-shirt.
And that
she was killing me. Yeah. So yeah, I think I pretty much agree. I can't really think of a specific tradition or something we do. I mean, I obviously look forward to it because that's usually a Monday that's off. You know,
any day
for
off.
Labor Day. Yeah, any day off, I'm going to celebrate it. So, yeah, I definitely feel like, though, we've got to get in some water time. I will say that. I usually like to spend Labor Day.
Well, that's not hard for you. You just go to your backyard now. Jump right in.
Right. All right. So, we've talked about the summer. We've talked about it being the unofficial end of summer. So, the very next thing is fall. So, Jordan, what are you looking forward to when it comes to this next
season? I'm going
to
go ahead and tell you that I am seeing advertisements for Dunkin' Donuts, their pumpkin spice coffee and pumpkin spice donuts. So excited. Not really. Pumpkin right. spice is good, but that is not my thing. I'm not pumpkin spice everything.
Well, I will say this because the users unfortunately can't see you, which... Also, quick little segue, might be kind of interesting to do someday. It's because we're sitting here on video and we can look at each other, but the users can't see us.
The users.
I'm a software developer. I'm a software developer, just FYI. So I constantly refer people to users.
You just offended our whole listeners, like all of them all at once.
Users, listeners. If I say users, just please understand.
Please forgive him. You can say anyway, it. Please forgive me.
Yeah, our listeners can't see you, but you're actually in the fall festive color going on. You're wearing this bright orange shirt.
My lounge right shirt now. That's called the Hidden Tiki.
Anyway, sporting those fall colors. So yeah, so you're looking forward to fall, though, in all
seriousness, fall is great. I love winter. I just love the winter temperatures, but fall is such a great time of the year when it's cold. Like, mm-hmm. I love the color changes, the rain, the crisp autumn air. There is nothing about fall that I don't like. I'm not crazy about pumpkin spice, everything. And it's mainly just the ads. That's what bothers me, is Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks coffee. Everybody has to have their pumpkin spice latte flavored ad. And that's the only thing that just drives me a little bit crazy is...
People go crazy for that stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I can't say that I've actually even had it. I do like, so it's kind of funny when we talk about that. I like the scents. I don't know if that's a weird thing to say, but when it comes to, because we're talking about the pumpkin spice and all that, the
gingerbread.
I don't know, what is it? The Yankee candles and that are smell mm-hmm. like gingerbread and all those different kinds of scents. I do like that. I like the kind of a light jacket. You know, some days it's warm enough. I have these visions of riding my bike down a path with leaves falling all around me, or going and jumping in a pile of leaves or something. Yeah, so I like that. You know, you're not really swimming or anything, but it's still fun to get out and do stuff. And I used to look forward to going hunting during right. that time as well. I don't do that as much, so that's not necessarily something. And then I will say something else I look forward to still, and I haven't done a lot of it recently, is golfing. I haven't really talked about that much, but over the last 2 years, I really got into golfing, especially last year. And then the heart attack honestly set me back a little. I just obviously wasn't really up to doing things that quickly. But anyway, I hope to get some golfing in this fall. You know, maybe one thing, I guess, I wouldn't say it's a tradition, but it is something I'd like to make a tradition, is that my grandpa and I, last September, I think it was, is when we went golfing last. So I'd like to do that again sure. this fall before sure. it gets too cold.
Well,
and then camping for sure. Camping, well, yeah, camping, absolutely. Camping.
Because when you're camping in the fall, you can actually
beautiful.
You're, I get it. Some people do campfires no matter when they're camping. I do not, and I will not, but you can actually enjoy right. a campfire because it's chilly at night. You know, it's, I do, going back, pumpkin spice, I do like all the coffee creamer flavors that come out about this time. That's enjoyable. I like them about this much. I'll get a bottle or a, you know, a container of it. And once I go through that, I'm done. But so I've got my fix in, but.
Right. Right. And all those just kind of warm drinks in general. I know you and I were just talking, I'm not a huge coffee drinker as far as I have to have coffee every day, but you and I were recently talking about that, and I did pick up, for all of you listeners, got it right that time, for all of you listeners out
there. Well, it's okay to call them users if they're coffee addicts, because then you are a user.
Oh, yeah. You're a user. Yeah, so what kind of coffee do you guys like? You know, I am not a coffee snob, but I like to try different coffees, and, you know, I just, you know, I like what I like and don't like what I don't like, but I'm trying out, and this is something that I know some friends of mine at a place I used to work tried, and then Jordan recently talked about it again, and so I've got it, but it's called Death Wish Coffee. Good. They're not a sponsor of this episode yet, but Jordan, you know, turned me on to that, and it's like twice the caffeine, and I don't really have caffeine. I don't drink pop, so I was like, you know what? Why not give that a shot? I got the pod versions of that, and I've only had one cup so far, but It was good. You can feel it. You can feel it.
On that same token, is I ordered Black Rifle Coffee Company, and I got my bags of Murdered Out tonight, and I had a cup, mm-hmm. and it's good. It's dark. It is a dark roast. It's not. I'm gonna have right. to give it a few more days. I don't think it's as good as Death.
So you can't make the comparison
right now. As of right now, yet. I prefer Death Wish, but I'm gonna stick with it. It is cheaper. And it's, you know, it's
okay.
American company okay. and owned by veterans. And so a little bit of patriotism goes into it. I did right. think about something I am really excited about for fall. And I hope that this is going to continue. But parades and taking the girls to parades, either, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas, or that's so fun. Being okay. able to bundle uh-huh. up and, you know, get hot chocolate or, you know, hot apple cider and watch a parade. I hope we have parades. I do.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long this is going to last. I want to be optimistic and not pessimistic, but I feel like it's probably going to keep going like this for a while.
And I mean, that you could do the parade, but they won't want people, you know, congregating to watch the parade. And that's more fun than actually watching the parade. Right.
Well, going back to your coffee and the veterans and the patriotism, let's talk about the salute. We're going to go ahead and do our salute of the week. And Jordan, you've just been doing such an amazing job with that. You know what? I'm just going to have you go ahead and do that again this week.
Thanks, Brandon. All right. Absolutely.
This is our salute to dads.
This week, we're saluting General Charles Q. Brown, Jr., who is a four-star general and the first Black American to be appointed Chief of Staff and the first Black American to lead any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. General Brown's active duty career began in 1985 when he was commissioned as a second lieutenant. He was a distinguished graduate of the Air Force Reserve Office Training Corps and with a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering at Texas Tech University. In 1994, he earned a master's degree in aeronautical science from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. And in 2012, he was declared a distinguished graduate by Texas Tech. General Brown has been a commander of the 31st Fighter Wing at Aviano Air Base in Italy. He served as an F-16 instructor, and he has more than 2,900 command pilot flying hours, including 130 combat hours. Brown is married to Sharon Brown, and they have two sons, Sean and Ross. General Brown, thank you for your service and your sacrifice to your country. Keep your family safe, and our hats are off to you.
This is our salute to dads.
Awesome salute. Appreciate you doing that again this week, Jordan. And listeners, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. And what do you like to do for Labor Day? Or how do you like to celebrate the end of summer?
Or how do you like your coffee?
I like it black. I think, Jordan, you like a little bit of creamer.
Right? I need it.
Yeah.
I need it white and sweetened, honestly. I don't do black coffee.
That's the end of our episode, and as we're on episode 19, just to remind you again, we're going to have a new season, or maybe a new format, upcoming after episode 20, so this next episode, we hope that you really enjoy, as it kind of closes the book on this first season of our podcast, Two Dads, One Mind. Have a great evening. This is Two Dads,
One Mind.